Yeah, well, once the initial loan, month loan is up, then the clubs can recall them on a 24-hour basis, which we, you know, same with Matty. So we can't do anything about that, but we certainly need a competition in the place, and Damien certainly gives us that.
How good has he looked so far from what you've seen in training?
He's been different class. I mean, he played the other day and pulled off a magnificent save. Great with his feet. He's pushing, and he's pushing hard, and Kirky knows that. Players are under pressure to perform, and if they don't, then there's opportunities for them that are to play. And, you know, you're only as good as your last game, and our last game wasn't particularly good. So, you know, every place is up for grabs, as you say, and if people want to take that opportunity, then they've got 10 days to prove the worth and push and do the things that they've been doing, and they've been pushing.
In other news, how's Martin Taylor? He mentioned yesterday that he'd picked up an injury.
Yeah, he challenged for the ball and he just fell, and as he's fell, he's caught the boy's ankle, and I think he's just rolled it. He was in today. I think we'll give him a scan sometime today and we'll see. We'll get the results tomorrow.
Is that a blow for him? I mean, he talked about how he'd be open to going out on loan, but also he wants to fight for his place.
You get yourself fit, and then all of a sudden, it was a non, you know, you couldn't think about it. It's just the way he jumped really high, and as he's fell, as he's come down, he's landed on the lad's foot, and it's rolled his ankle. It's nothing anybody could do, really. It's, you know, something he's not had before or done before, and it was just unfortunate.
How have you approached this week? You've had a couple of games, haven't you, Dave? Have you seen a reaction from the players to what happened last weekend?
Yeah, well, we're looking into all different things of what we feel, because we had such a fantastic week, a great result, a fantastic week of training, really good quality, good high tempo. And then on the Saturday, it just all fell flat and we couldn't understand what brought that on. And it was just a strange, strange thing for us.
Have you got any ideas why you think that was? You must have spent a lot of time this week trying to work it out.
Well, we have. We've looked into one or two things. You know, we're even looking at there is a virus that's going around, and they closed down St. George's the day after we left. And we're looking into all different things. We're not saying that's what it was. We're not, but we have had one or two of the squad lethargic, and one or two have been ill, and they closed the place down because of that. What we can't understand is how we've gone from, you know, the result we had, fantastic week, everybody working really hard, good tempo, and we came to the game and everybody was flat. And I mean everybody, everything was down, our running was down, and all the stats that we do and we gather, it's down a lot. And, you know, without making excuses, or we are looking for reasons for that. And that's just one of many that we're looking into. Why didn't the players just think, you know, that because of the result they had, just turn up and they think it was going to happen? So there's lots of things that we're looking at, and we've approached this week with looking at every angle, trying to see, pushing them to the limit. But there is a virus within the camp, and we've lost a couple of players again today through illness, and we're just trying to figure out what would cause that. So we're not saying it was in any way whatsoever, but it is something that we are looking at.
I was going to say to you, how badly do you want a game this week? You know, would you rather have a game this weekend after what happened last weekend? But it sounds like with that, it's perhaps not the best thing that you need guys to rest up at this time.
Well, it's always rest, though. If it was a viral, there's nothing we can do about it. It's not the hotel's fault. It's no one's fault. It's in the air. You know, did we take it in? Was it already in there? There was a lot of people being ill, a lot of people. And that's why they closed the place down. They took England out of there. And the under-21 squad, they took the full national team out of there. And it is something that we do need to look at. Because if it is in the camp, it is in our camp, then we've got to make sure that, you know, we clean the place and anything else that goes with it. But it is something that we have looked at, and I'm not saying that was the cause, because, you know, but for so many players not to perform, the whole team not to perform, the whole team to be down on the running and everything else, did we think it was just because of what had happened and everybody had a fight? Did they just think it was going to happen for us? or was there a reason? And they're all the things that we're looking at.
Is there much going on? I know that you said a week ago that you'd be open to letting one or two out. Have you had any inquiries this week?
Well, we're trying. We're looking at it. We've had one or two, but nobody's took us up on it yet. So we'll continue to do that, and we'll continue to monitor it. And we do need to get one or two of them out to give them games, give them game time, because they need it.